next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. The Badgers face LSU at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, glad to be here, and we're looking forward to starting the season, certainly.
We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of David Evans, Sports on Earth.
Paul, what is having 6 months to prepare for a guy like Leonard Fournette? What can you do in that time that you wouldn't be able to do if you'd only had 6 days to prepare in a normal game week?
Well, I think that, certainly in those 6 months and, the off season, you're preparing for the season. And knowing that you're going to be opening up with LSU and obviously a great football player and a team that's justifiably ranked in the top 5 in the country. But I think that you don't spend all your time just getting ready for LSU. But we know the challenges that they present us, certainly.
Are you able to make any calls or do any other study that you wouldn't be able to do if you were sort of locked in the grind of the season?
No, I think, going into the year who you're going to play, and so you try to do as much work on all your opponents as you possibly can in the off season, and then certainly as the season goes on and you know more about your team, you know a little bit more about the opponent, who they were or are this year as compared to what they were last year. I think you certainly are more specific each week, but I think you try to do a good job of preparing for everyone in the off season.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Your next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with the Sporting News.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I was just wondering, this is an opponent you guys saw a few years ago. It was a really close game. So, how much have your players actually talked about that last game against LSU, and do you get a sense they really want this rematch?
Well, I think they're certainly everyone is excited about opening up the season and then being able to do it against a team like LSU. That's even more exciting, and on top of that, to be able to play it at Lambeau Field, it's a big deal. There aren't many guys that even played in that game, a couple of years ago, and certainly the ones that have, I think, will draw from it. And yet I think that's the beauty of each season is it's a new group of guys, it's a new team, and this is the first game of our season this year.
And, a lot's been made out of you guys' schedule. Obviously with the crossover games, it looks on paper fairly difficult. Is this one of the more difficult schedules you've faced in your career?
I think, it certainly is. There's it's a heck of a schedule, and we've been talking about that's why this group of players, chose Wisconsin is to play in big games, and that's a credit to the players and coaches and teams before. That I don't think you're in this game this week had it not been, two good programs. So I think that, all that's led to, I think, the last 3 years opening up, first game of the season with big games. And so I think our kids are excited about the schedule, and absolutely it's a challenging schedule, but that also can be great opportunities.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes on the line of Chase Goodbread, NFL.com.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
I'm sure you've got your share of Packers fans on your roster. For the backs and receivers who might be tempted to try a Lambeau leap on a touchdown, is that something that you might specifically address with them before the game to make sure there's not a penalty, or do you think there won't be any need for that than there would be for any other week?
I think, as a coach, you try to cover everything, but the one thing I've always enjoyed about coaching the kids here is that they they get it and they understand, and none of them are in the NFL. We get to play in an NFL stadium, and that'll be special for all of them. But our kids, they know how to act, and we got to make sure that they know how we act.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.
Hey, Paul, I know, you know, Bart's obviously waited a long time for this opportunity. What's his mindset like going into this game, and what do you tell him just to, you know, make sure he's not overexcited, you know, for a game like this?
Yeah, I think that, you know, certainly he is excited to play and excited for the season. And I think much like a lot of our players are and are going to be, and what you try to get them to focus on is, one, trust their preparation, and you know, you have to be, know who you are, and you have to be that, and want kids to be certainly excited about each and every opportunity that they get. And so you don't want to zap that from them in any ways. And yet I think the best way to enjoy it is putting yourself in the moment. And part of that is enjoying it, but also part of that's just knowing, you know, how to handle those different emotions, you know, and I'm sure at some point in the game, there'll be other emotions. You know, everyone goes through that. You know, when things are going well, how do you handle it? When things are, when you're struggling, how do you handle that? And I think that's part of the growth and part of what the game can teach you, you know. And so it's, I think they're all natural. And, you know, I think we try to help them as best we can as coaches. And yet I think guys have to go through it and experience it too.
I'm just wondering, did your preparation or your staff preparation change at all when you have a recent coach on your staff on the other sideline like Dave?
You know, I think it's, I mean, you certainly, there's some knowledge that Dave has of us, be it personnel or kind of some of the base schemes that we like, and we've got an idea of kind of his starting points, but you know, we're also doing it with different guys. You know, it's a different defense, I would imagine, that he's coaching down there than the ones that we had here. And because I think players change what you can do and how you do it. And so I think that it's a natural question, but I think the game will come down to players, you know, being able to play and make plays. And you know, we know that any opponent you go after, there's some things that you can prepare for, and there's going to be some things that you hadn't prepared for or your kids hadn't seen on film, and you've got to be able to adjust accordingly.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
We can take one last question for Coach Chris.
Your last question is from Andrew Lopez with the Times-Picayune.
How you doing, Coach? I know you just talked about Dave and what he brings. Is that a unique situation for you, having to go against a former coordinator so early, I guess, in the season? I mean, his first game as LSU's coordinator is obviously against you guys.
No, for me, it's the it's very similar. I was in the NFL. We had it come up one time, but yeah, it's been a long time since had something like that where coach was with us. You know, our last game we played, Dave was with us, and first game we play now, you know, he'll be on the other sideline. So it is unique, certainly.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.